Welcome to a riveting episode of our podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of cybersecurity and its profound impact on our digital lives. The leading aerospace company, Boeing, recently experienced a cyber attack on its services division, raising concerns. However, it is critical to note that there has been no impact on flight safety. The cyber attack has specifically disrupted Boeing's parts and distribution business. The authorities have confirmed that the incident involved ransomware, prompting Boeing to commence a comprehensive investigation to ascertain the breadth of the attack and identify the instigators. Preliminary findings suggest a possible involvement of the ransomware group Lockbit. Given its international reputation, Boeing will certainly prioritize securing its operations and safeguarding its invaluable data. Stay tuned for updates as we uncover more details about this ongoing cyber attack and its implications for the company. In recent BSI news, we're focusing on the increasingly tense to critical cybersecurity landscape in Germany. There's a rising tide of cybercrime threats, with fabricated attacks centered around AI language models, increasing system vulnerabilities, and targeted ransomware strikes on smaller companies. BSI President Claudia Plattner recently summarized this growing threat in Germany's inaugural cybersecurity report. She pointed out that as technology progresses, so does the cunning nature of cybercriminals. They're constantly evolving their tactics, leveraging advanced technology to exploit vulnerabilities and cause disruptions. The trend for cybercriminals to utilize AI-based language models has been particularly alarming. They use these models to generate highly convincing phishing emails and other socially engineered attacks. This use of AI gives their fraudulent messages an alarming level of authenticity, making it much harder for individuals to spot potential threats. Additionally, there's a worrying rise in the number of vulnerabilities found in software and computer systems. These flaws offer cybercriminals even more opportunities for exploitation. Prioritizing regular software updates and ensuring known vulnerabilities are patched is crucial for both businesses and individuals to mitigate these risks. Ransomware attacks, which involve encrypting an organization's data and demanding a ransom for its release, are also on an upward trend. Smaller companies are frequently targeted due to the perception of weaker cybersecurity measures, thus raising their vulnerability to these attacks. In light of this, the BSI emphasizes the need to prioritize cybersecurity measures by individuals, businesses, and government bodies. Proactive steps such as regular software updates, use of robust passwords, safe internet browsing practices, and the utilization of robust antivirus and firewall systems are advised. As we continue to see advancements in technology, the cybersecurity landscape will keep evolving. It's imperative for all stakeholders to remain vigilant and proactive to maintain the security and integrity of our digital systems amidst these challenges. In the latest update encompassing the operations of Hamas, both on domestic and international grounds, several critical events stand out. These occurrences signal the mounting conflict and tensions around this group. A prominent event was the courageous feat of Shlomit's security squad. In a significant development, they thwarted an attempted invasion by Hamas terrorists and safeguarded a nearby town. However, this heroic act involved grave sacrifices, as the incident unfortunately led to the loss of three team members. Meanwhile, in a separate development in the cybersecurity domain, allegations have surfaced that Hamas organized a cyber attack on Israeli computer systems using malware. However, Hamas disputed these allegations, placing the responsibility on Russia instead. This development certainly brings more complexity to the cybersecurity scene in the region. On the international front, Germany responded to the activities of Hamas and the group Samadun by imposing a ban on both organizations. This step is indicative of Germany's rigorous stance against terrorism and reflects their commitment to the security of their citizens. Altogether, these incidents highlighting the valiant efforts of Shlomit's security squad, alleged cyber attacks, and Germany's strict measures reinforce the continual attention focused on the activities of Hamas. We will be observing these events keenly and will provide updates as they occur. In recent NVIDIA updates, multiple vulnerabilities have been discovered in their GPU display drivers and PU drivers, which could result in serious implications such as code execution, denial of service, escalation of privileges, information disclosure, or data tampering. One such vulnerability arises in the NVIDIA GPU display driver for Windows, where intruders can write arbitrary data to privileged areas using reparse points. The consequences of this flaw range from code execution and denial of service to escalation of privileges, information disclosure, or data tampering. A vulnerability leading to denial of service has also been pinpointed in the NVIDIA PU driver / cloud gaming driver. It's crucial to mention that exploitation of this flaw requires local access. Nevertheless, upgrading to an enhanced version is strongly recommended to fortify the security of your system. Another flaw has been unveiled in the NVIDIA PU driver on both the Windows and Linux kernel mode layer, which could potentially cause a denial of service. Implementing the latest update is advised to curb the risk. We have also identified that the NVIDIA PU display driver on both the Windows and Linux virtual GPU manager is susceptible to a denial of service attack, linked to an unknown code block. Currently, no known exploit exists for this vulnerability. In response to these vulnerabilities, it is imperative for NVIDIA users to maintain vigilance and update their systems with the latest patches and updates to safeguard against potential attacks. That concludes today's episode. Thank you for joining us as we dove into the fascinating world of cybersecurity and explored how we can better protect ourselves in this digital age.